Hey friends, it's Jay. Welcome back to the show. I always do a little sound check before getting into the recording, and I realized during that sound check that the show doesn't have a name. It used to be The Star's Turn. Of course, before that, it was The Tarot Coven, but that's a whole other lifetime. So I guess it's just the Jasmine's Astrology Podcast. I don't know. Should it go back to being called The Star's Turn? Huh. Well, maybe I'll put a poll out on Instagram. But anyways, thank you for being here. I'm glad you are here in this space with me. It's an honor to be in your ear holes. I am recording this after the Pisces full moon, and I feel drunk or hungover or both. Didn't drink, have no reason to feel hungover except for that fucking full moon. Hey, I'm not blaming the moon. I knew it was coming. I'm just saying it was a lot. Anyways, that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about the Mercury Kazemi in Virgo, or Mercury conjunct the Sun in Virgo. It's a very auspicious day. Well, it can be an auspicious day. Let me be clear. Before we get into it, though, if you do enjoy this show, I would very much appreciate some love in the form of likes and subscribes, depending on where you are listening. Or if you follow me on Instagram and you see something that I post, if you could share it or tell a friend about the show or my work, that would be very greatly appreciated. Never underestimate the power of like word of mouth and just like spreading your love for this unnamed show. It's super helpful. It's super free. I do offer consultations and other astrology offerings over on my website, jasminesastrology.com. But let's dive into this Mercury Kazemi. This is happening on September 6th at 7:09 a.m. Eastern at 13 degrees of Virgo. It's happening on a Wednesday, which is Mercury's day. That just makes it extra lovely, extra potent for Mercury. And this Kazemi marks the halfway point of the current Mercury retrograde. Rejoice, rejoice, as I said in the September overview. I definitely had high hopes and a lot of positivity for this retrograde, and I still think it's one of the better ones, but I sort of underestimated how powerful Mercury in its own domicile, or not powerful, but like how, hat on top of hat on top of hat, a Mercury retrograde in its own sign would be, because Mercury in another sign is like fucking around with and messing up stuff in another sign that, you know, rules over other things. But Mercury in Virgo is like so mercurial that it's just all a Mercury kerfuffle. I still think there's more lessons to be learned. I still think there's more chance for problem solving in this retrograde, but definitely did not fully outline how nitty-gritty, how messy it could have been. And it is. But anyways, we're at the halfway point. Things may start to become much clearer now. We're not fully done with the complications and delays and lessons that this retrograde has for us, but the Kazemi does usually indicate some kind of turning point in the story. This is a moment when Mercury is at the heart of the sun. That's what Kazemi means, in the heart of. And the sun can represent a higher power, a divine wisdom, a keeper of knowledge. And so when Mercury gets that close to the sun, it gains access to that wisdom and insight. This is a very privileged position for planets to be in. It grants them access to a whole new understanding of things, a whole new perspective and point of view. And when Mercury is retrograde and in the Kazemi position, it is kind of like a new moon for Mercury. It's the part in its cycle with the sun where it's getting that refresh and reset. Just like with Venus back in August, we talked about this on one of the weekly forecasts for sure, maybe multiple. But this is a moment of purification, a transformation, a rebirth for Mercury. And also similar to what Venus just experienced and what we could witness in our skies, is that this does mark Mercury's transition to morning star phase. So in just a few weeks, we'll begin to see Mercury just before sunrise. And so as above, so below, we might also be experiencing some deep internal shifting, not only for the entire retrograde period, but especially now once, you know, Mercury at the heart of the sun is completely invisible. It is totally in that like underworld, unseen part of the cycle, and it will begin to emerge eventually, but it is that very internal space. It is in that very internal space, I should say. So the Kazemi is a day when seeds are being planted. It's a day of mental reset. You know, we can feel really renewed in our thinking and even get rid of old thinking patterns. This is a reboot of the system, of our systems and our routines, because we are talking about Mercury and Virgo, right? All that wisdom and insight and the sort of new set of directives and intentions that Mercury is receiving from the sun for the cycle ahead can translate into help and insight for the topics and relationships in our Virgo houses and for Virgo themes in general, like routines, systems, efficiencies, organization, problem solving. This tends to be an aspect that corresponds with the unfolding of a possible solution to a problem. Things aren't immediately solved, but the potential is now there. That's what I mean by like seeds are being planted. Nothing has grown yet, but it's there and it's in the ground. Mercury is basically getting all of these downloads from the sun, all of these insights, these realizations and bits of clarity. And for us, that might mean that something finally clicks into place and makes sense. Now, Mercury is a messenger, so we may quite literally receive a message that provides this clarity. You know, like if Virgo is in your fourth house of home and family, for example, you might get a text message from your mom or dad or your parental figure, something that provides further context for something. Or maybe it's a message from somebody that you rent land from or something like that, a roommate. So it could be something literal like that, but messages from a Kazemi can be a lot more subtle than that as well, especially because Mercury is completely invisible, again, inside the heart of the sun. So these messages could show up in a book you're reading or on a walk that you're taking, in a dream that you have, on a show you're watching, in a song that you're listening to. You know, with Virgo being an earth sign, I'd say pay extra special attention to your body, to nature, to your material goods, and then make it more specific by looking at your Virgo house topics. And then you can kind of build an idea of where to really tune in to kind of those more subtle senses, those more subtle messages. But really, they can come from anywhere. And as long as we're open to them, we'll see them. They might not make perfect sense, but they're opening our eyes to something. But yeah, this is a day when ideas are germinating. We are capturing the first inklings of an idea or a possibility that will flourish in the future. And that future part is essential because this isn't necessarily the best time to take action on new ideas. And I'll be really clear about that too, new ideas. Like, it's a perfect day to write everything down, all those ideas, all those downloads, all those strange, subtle messages, get the ideas out into a notebook for safekeeping, and then give them some time. You know, those are the seeds that you plant, essentially. Because yeah, Mercury is getting a reset, a refresh, a reboot, and it's in this rebirth phase. But if you think about what it's like to be birthed or what state we're in when we are birthed, yes, the potential is there, the newness is there, the freshness is there. All of the possibilities are in front of us, but we're not like racing forward. We're new. We're still figuring things out. It's a little messy. We're getting our bearings. We're still learning to walk. So we're still in that very like precious early new phase. Now, I'm going to take everything I just said and tell you that I'm going to be experimenting with this Kazemi. Here's why. Normally, when a planet is within 8 degrees of the sun, it's in a condition known as combustion, and it is said to be in quite a weakened state. The sun's light and heat impacts the other planet's visibility and performance, basically, and therefore the impact that it can have. It becomes harder for that planet to produce its significations. However, there is an exception to this rule when planets are in their own domicile, which is Mercury while in Virgo. This is said to be when a planet is in its own chariot, and they aren't affected in the same way when they're that close to the sun because they are in such good condition in those zodiac signs. So to make a quick comparison to kind of flesh this idea out, Venus in Leo is not in one of its domicile or exaltation signs. So it is not in its own chariot while in Leo. And that meant that when it was within those 8 degrees of the sun, and even when it was within 15 degrees of the sun, which is known as under the beams and getting close to that combustion phase, but that meant that it was not exempt from that rule of being in that sort of weakened and impaired state. I mean, think about when the sun is in your eyes. You can't see where you're going. You need a second to get out of that glare and be able to see things clearly. So anyways, Mercury is in its chariot while in Virgo, and so it doesn't have the same sort of debilitation. So I'm actually going to start a new project on that day, and we'll see how it goes. And I should say it's a project that I've had in the works for a couple of months, but I'm just taking kind of the first big step on the day of the Kazemi. We'll see how it goes. There are a lot of mercurial aspects to the project, so my idea is to kind of use the energy of new beginnings and resets and clarity to kind of benefit the project, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's not anything high stakes, so I feel comfortable experimenting and learning about the astrology as I live it. Now, if you decide to experiment with something, I would love for you to share your results. But just to be clear, I am not saying you should go ahead and make some massive life change or commitment. So if you're in doubt about what you might want to experiment with, just wait until September 11th when Mercury will no longer be within that combustion range, even though it doesn't follow that same set of rules, just to be safe, right? Or even better, wait until the 16th when Mercury will be direct and out from under the sun's beams. But if you do experiment, like, let's share notes. Let's live and learn the astrology together. Now, I want to end things with just a little visualization, which I know is totally different for this show, and I didn't know it was coming either, but when I took a look at what decan of Virgo this Kazemi is happening in, it is in the second decan, and that's corresponding with the Nine of Pentacles in the tarot. And just in that moment, when I thought about the Nine of Pentacles in relation to a Kazemi, this whole kind of picture formed in my mind, and I decided it might be nice to share. So here's what came to me. Being alone in a quiet meadow on a sunny day with a beautiful breeze. Laying down in the grass or flowers, eyes closed, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. Everything is so calm. It's like time stands still. Nothing else matters except this moment, this grounded feeling, this connected peace. The breeze carries a message that's just for you. One that only you could translate. All you have to do is breathe it in. So hopefully the Kazemi gives us some of those vibes. That would be very nice. Feeling like time stands still could be pretty cool. I don't know about you, but this retrograde has definitely made me feel like time is of the essence for whatever reason. And yeah, chill vibes of the Nine of Pentacles. I'm definitely going to be calling them in. You can too. And I hope this was illuminating. I hope this was helpful. I hope this helps you plan your day around the Kazemi and that you now know to stay alert for those little messages that might be coming. And thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you being here. Let me know in the comments if you're listening on YouTube how this all resonated with you, or if it didn't, I guess. And send me a DM on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology and let me know, did you experiment? Are you going to experiment? Let's talk about it. I'll be back next week with more astrology insights for you, friends. And until then, I'll catch you in the cosmos.